All right, strong line or eye power right formation in the backfield. Handoff is to Midget. And Midget, the last three times he's had the ball in his hand, he has run with a purpose. As that time, he picked up another first down for Chillicothe. Cade Allenbrand was in on the tackle for Maryville. The ball is now down to the Maryville 42-yard line. But ever since he returned that kickoff, now he's carried the ball twice on this drive. He just is running with like a madman.
Oh, he ran the ball really hard then and lowered his head, and just sheer determination helped him to pick up about 2 or 3 yards on that play.
We're down to 7 minutes remaining in the game. Chillicothe trails 32-0. Clampett's going back to pass, 15th time tonight. He throws incomplete, almost intercepted at the horn at 40, but it hits the turf before it hits the hands of the Spoofhound defender.
Looked to me like that ball was tipped. As Clampett kind of got tripped up on the by his own feet or something, or maybe stepped on one of the linemen, but he got his feet a little bit tangled up. And anyway, it's going to bring up a second down and 10. We got 6:54 to go in the game. Chillicothe trailing 32-0.
Strong line to the left for Clampett. Midget, long, Gates in the backfield. Counter pitch goes to Midget. Midget crosses the 45, the 40. Running hard again. He's brought down at the 38.
Third down.
By number 90, I believe, or is that 80? Jack Messias.
Another third down situation for the Hornets. We got third and seven, kind of a short seven.
Walker Thomas comes into the game, replacing Gillen Gates. Gillen Gates has had a big reception early in this game. It was a really nice conversion between he and his fellow senior, Clampett. Long and Midget are split in the backfield on third and seven. Back to pass goes Clampett. Clampett has time. Throws over the middle. Incomplete. The intended receiver was going to be Walker Thomas, but he was held up closer to the line of scrimmage and was never back there when the ball went flying, and the ball just went and hit the turf incomplete. The 16th pass attempt tonight for Clampett. Three completions.
Fourth down here, 6:06 to go. Fourth and let's call it six now.
Chillicothe trailing 32-0.
You'd really like to score here to keep the shutout from happening.
Alpern wide to the right. Walker Thomas wide to the left. Clampett back to pass. Looks to throw. He throws to Alpern. It's caught. Caught at the Maryville 30-yard line for a first down. The sure-handed Alpern with his second reception of the night. Dakota Beamer and Cade Allenbrand were in on the tackle. What was that, a gain of there, Butch?
A gain of about eight? 10, 8 or 10. Yeah, that was a nice play. Nice first down on pick that up on fourth down. Keep this drive alive. They got the ball at the Maryville 30-yard line. We've got 5:46 to go. And Chillicothe keeps the football.
Here's Clampett back to pass again, throwing down the right sidelines for Alpern, in and out of his hands as he was covered well by two Spoofhound defenders. Incomplete pass, however.
That would have been a whale of a catch had he made it. I think you mentioned at the start of this game that Maryville has yet to have a point scored against them. It would be nice, at least that might be a kind of a moral victory if we could at least score a touchdown here.
Second and 10 for the Hornets as the clock is stopped with that incomplete pass at 5:30 remaining in the game. Chillicothe trails 32-0. Hand off to Long. Long crosses the Maryville 30, lowers his head, and gets down to the 24-yard line of Maryville. Dakota Beamer on the tackle.
It was the 10th play of this drive. They're going to bring up a third down and four. Clock continues to run here. We got 5:08 to go.
Third down and four for the Hornets from the 24 of Maryville. Handoff goes to Long. He gets down to the 20 and close to a first down. Allen Brand on the tackle.
Made the 20. That's a first down for the Hornets as he's got the ball right on the 20-yard line. There's 4:45 to go as the clock stops on the first down.
First and 10 now for the Hornets at the Maryville 20-yard line as Chilligothe methodically moves it down to the south end zone. Clampett, strong line to the right. Hand off to Long again. Same play as he crosses the 20, gets down to the 15. Gain of 5. Clock continues to run down to 4:15 remaining. Dakota Beamer and Hagen Snow were in on the tackle for Maryville.
Second and 6. Actually, it's a second and 5. Ball at the 15-yard line. So look how they're just kind of taking its time here. We got 3:50 to go in the football game.
Walker Thomas is flanked tight to the right side. Strong line to the right. Long. Midget split in the backfield. Hand off Long. This time he goes off left tackle. Gets running room. 10-5. Touchdown. Tyler Long scores the first points of the 2013 season against this Maryville Spoofhounds defense and makes the score now Maryville 32, Chillicothe 6. As that drive was set up by hard running by Tyler or by D.L. Midget and Tyler Long. Tyler Long's touchdown, his fourth on the season and ninth of his Hornet career. And Wagner Alpern will be in to attempt the point after. Actually, now it looks like they're going to. Okay, yes, they are going to go for an extra point. Thought for a second there, the way they were huddling, they were going to go for two. Alpern has only missed one extra point in his Hornet career. He's 10 for 11. Here's the snap put down nicely. Here's the kick. It's up, and it's good.
Right between the uprights.
3:34 remains in this ball game at Jerry Litt Memorial Stadium, and Chillicothe has not given up the fight against the defending state champion, Maryville Spoofhounds. Chillicothe trails 32-7. But they have 3 minutes and 34 seconds remaining in the game to put some more points on if they can get the ball back quickly.
Yeah, that completed a 13-play, 65-yard drive there. As Chillicothe puts points on the board, that's the first time this season Maryville has been scored upon. That's kind of, that's a little bit of a moral victory, I guess.
Yes, indeed.
The way this game started, Chillicothe trailed by only 6 points at halftime.
Okay, you're good.
All right, welcome back, Hornet fans. Alpern's got it teed up at the north 40-yard line. Maryville is awaiting this onside kick by the Hornets. It needs to travel at least 10 yards. And then it's anybody's ball. Chilligotti's loading up the east side of the field. Here's the kick. It is taken down by the Maryville up man at the 50-yard line.
Coleman recovered. First down.
Well, with 3:32 to go, Maryville's going to have the ball right at midfield. Chillicothe trailing by a score of 32-7.
Appears as though there's a new quarterback into the ball game now for Maryville, number 11. He hands off to number 19. That's Allen Brand, I believe. Cade Allen Brand. New quarterback into the ball game is Dane Hull, a 6-foot, 170-pound senior for Maryville. Clock is continuing to run. We're now down to 3 minutes remaining in this Midland Empire Conference game. Both teams entered this game at 2-0 on the season. Maryville right now is on top 32-7 over the Hornets. Hull goes under center, has a wide receiver to the right, hands off to Allenbrand. Allenbrand, the ball came loose. They're going to say he was down, though, at the 40-yard line.
First down for Maryville. Allen on the tackle.
They've not moved the chains yet, but now they will, as they're going to give him a first down. That was awful close there. Nonetheless, they're going to move the chains.
Clock's starting to running again after they spot the balls. 2:35 to go in the fourth quarter in the game.
Hall under center. Takes a snap. Handoff is to number five, Corey Rosenbaum, a sophomore. He gets some positive yardage, a gain of three, and will make it a second and seven. Hayden Major was on the tackle. New offensive lineman have now come into the game, Butch, and I'm sure you'll be glad to hear this. Maryville's brought in Mason Graff, a 6'8", 295-pound sophomore.
Oh, my word. What have they got in the water up
there? I don't know. But we'll be, I'm sure, seeing him for the next couple years. Here's Hall. Going to keep it. Roll it. Race around the right side of the line and gain another two more yards. It'll bring up a third and five after a gain of two there. Hayden Major on the tackle.
You say that kid, what is he, 6 foot eight?
6 foot eight.
He's a sophomore?
He is a sophomore.
He's still growing.
He's 295 pounds.
Wow.
He's nicely built, you know. For
yeah,
he's,
yeah. Whenever he plays basketball. Oof.
Yeah, he's in that game. He towers over everybody. I was thinking there he looked like somebody was in there that was new.
Good.
Hull takes a snap. Hands off to number six, Hunter Hayes. And Hunter Hayes crosses the Hornet 25, gets down to the 30, now the 29, before he's brought down by Hayden Major again. It's a battle of tackles between Hayden Major and Cole Nichols, with Kyle Ross close behind. And the clock now will run once again. We're down to 46 seconds remaining in this Midland Empire Conference game.
We have time for one more play here.